We're talking right now with Chris Moore, the head football coach of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They take on Woodbine coming up on Friday night in week number 4. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yep, good to talk to you again, Jeff.
Coach, let's talk a little bit. You guys coming off a tough loss, another injury last week against Booyer Valley. Kind of hurt you guys in that second half, especially in the fourth quarter. It was a tight game heading into the fourth, and things kind of slipped away a little bit there. Where's this team sitting right now? You guys are sitting 2-1, so got to be pretty confident on where you're at right now. But where is this team at right now?
Yeah, we're just, like I said last week, just working to get better. We're having to rotate guys around because of injury, and the kids have really responded to that and accepted their new roles. And, you know, we still got a great attitude, and the kids, like I said, are coming to work every practice, and it's been a good week of practice so far.
What did you guys focus on this week to get ready for Woodbine?
Well, we really had to work on our tackling. We spent a lot on Tuesday doing a couple different tackling drills, and we just got to finish tackles. We had kids in position to make tackles. We just didn't finish it, and that cost us big on last Friday night. And we gave up 300-plus yards rushing, way too much, to the Malone kid. And the majority of that is because we missed tackles. We're in position for a stop of negative yards, and he turns into a positive or a big explosive touchdown. So that's what the focus was this week.
Coach, you got to ask, are kids over pursuing, trying to do too much, or just not breaking down, or what did you guys have to focus on in that?
All of it. Just just mainly just maybe trying to do a little too much. They just need to gather themselves, come under control, and just finish it.
You guys going to be taking on a Woodbine team that's different maybe offensively than what you've seen so far. They'll run the football some, but they mainly like to kind of throw it with the Bantam kid. He'll chuck it around a little bit, and then he'll pull it down the way it looks and run the football. What have you seen from their offense? Isn't it different than what they've done in the last couple of years?
Yeah, they don't have a big 6'4", 250-pound guy out there that throw the ball to, so it's a little different. But, yeah, the Bantam kid's a good athlete, got a strong arm. They'll spread the field and try to get you in one-on-one situations and exploit you that way. But he's also got good wheels, so we'll have to keep our eyes on him at all times and then, take good angles and make some tackles this week.
Do they use more of a short pass game, like you said, kind of to get guys in space, or do they do throw it deep sometimes?
Majority that we've seen on the film was going deep. Our D-backs need to stay in position the whole time, and then we're going to rely on our defensive line to get pressure on him and make him uncomfortable back there to throw it sooner than he wants to.
How do you guys go about getting pressure? Because it sounds like probably don't want to blitz a lot.
No, we'll keep a guy at a spy, and we'll rush probably, two with our two defensive line. So we'll have someone in the middle at all times, kind of spying him. And, we'll have to make sure the defensive ends do a great job of containing them and, flowing them back up the middle where we have help.
The Friend and Klein kid look like his favorite two targets. What type of receivers are they?
The Friend kid, he's a big target, 6'3". And the Klein kid's a little smaller. He's like 5'9". Besides those two, the next closest guy to them, I think they have like 20 and 16 receptions, and the next closest after that, like 4. So, definitely need to know where the 6 and number 3 are on the field, because that's where he's looking to go to.
Coach, I'm sure they're probably going to try to slow down and try to contain your run game. What are you looking for out of the ground game this week?
We continue need to use our speed, get to the edge. We got to do a better job maintaining blocks. We ask a lot of the guys, making those one-on-one blocks. And so we got to win that, winning on the edge and secure those blocks so we can get our speed guys around the corner.
How have you seen your offensive line develop and grow as the season's gone on?
Oh, they're just young guys up there. Tyler Moore is a freshman. Clark Stevens is a senior that used to play tight end and is at the center. And then Raiden Doty's at the other guard, who hasn't played for the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, those guys are just learning every day and doing a great job, just soaking it all in, asking questions, and just getting a good grasp of the offense.
You mentioned that you want to get to the edge. Woodbine probably has saw a little bit of that on film. What do you think they do defensively to try to take that edge or stretch those plays out?
Maybe they're going to widen their defensive ends out and really make us, you know, just looking for a cutback. So if that's the case, the guys on the backside need to maintain their blocks longer. So there is that cutback lane for us. So we are going to try to look to counter that with. They're going to really jump out on us. So that'll be, you know, just a game time decision as we see what they're doing, giving us, you know, for looks on defense.
Any soft spots in their pass defense that you guys can pick on?
We hope so. I saw some areas in their zone. I play a little zone, a man-to-man. You know, we got to, you know, look for those soft spots in the zone. And, you know, that's the same thing. It's going to be a game-time decision when we get there, read kind of where they're flowing and where they're sitting at. Yeah, hopefully we can exploit that and then get our passing game going because Tanner's doing a great job this year of throwing the ball.
Coach, how are you hoping to see your team bounce back from that loss last week, first loss of the season for you guys?
Well, you know, we faced a little adversity. You know, we had Gabe go down with a sprained ankle, and I don't know if he'll be ready yet for Friday night. It's still pretty tender. Just need to have kids rise up and stay positive and continue to play hard. So, like I said, we've had a great week of practice, and I don't see any letdown this week when we get on the field Friday night.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys looking forward to chatting with you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it, and go CRB.
You bet. Head coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, they take on Woodbine coming up on Friday night.